This is Tom Rowe with the radio news for Saturday, August 24th. Prattsville hosts the second annual Mud Fest this weekend, a festival that plays off the theme of the mud that covered the town in the wake of Hurricane Irene 2 years ago. WGXC's Jess Paglusi provides an audio update from Prattsville. He speaks with Nancy Barton, Andy Reid, and Susie Walsh about how the town's two art centers, one historic and one now cutting edge, are working to revive the town's fortunes. Barton is the director of the Prattsville Art Center and Residency, a year-old venture which brings together international and local artists in the center of Prattsville. Reid and Walsh are with the Zadok Pratt Museum, now reinventing itself as a gallery as it continues to recover from damages sustained during Hurricane Irene. Both organizations will be participating in Prattsville's second annual Mudfest, which takes place August 23rd and 24th. Here's a little bit of Paglusi's report.
Art of Mud Fest, and it's part of a townwide festival commemorating the flood.
So Prattsville, New York sits at the northwestern corner of Greene County. A community of just 700 people, the town became notorious almost 2 years ago, in August of 2011, after being nearly annihilated by flooding from Hurricane Irene. In the nearly 2 years that have passed since the floods, daily life remains informed by the work of recovery. While some former residents have left the region entirely, many have chosen to stay and rebuild. Yet others have brought entirely new enterprises to Prattsville, encouraged by the possibility of a community in flux.
That's kind of how this place came about. You know, after the flood, I hadn't really interacted with the town all that much. I would just come up here to make my art and kind of hide out. But I started going to the community planning meetings, and I wanted to do something, but I am no good at drywalling a wall. It's just, you don't want that. But when I started hearing people say, like, oh, the kids here don't have anything to do, there's no place open in the evening, I thought, oh, well, you know, I've been teaching for over 20 years. That's something I know about. And so we thought, maybe we'll do something.
In the area? Will you be back?
I should
here
be back
before
within
late
the next
August?
2 weeks. Yeah.
If you could bring it.
Nancy Barton is the director of the Prattsville Art Center and Residency, and also an art professor at New York University. In 2012, the center opened its doors to a blend of international artists as well as members of the local community.
Plus, I have a bare wall in my house.
First, I looked at a house across the street that was vacant for a long time, and then I looked over here, and the owner just said, go ahead, use it.
Albany TV news station News 10 was at Kara Durham's contentious school board meeting this week as parents reacted to long bus rides and other changes in the school's system's elementary realignment plan. Here's a little bit of News 10, Albany News 10's report.
Samuel Mozillo has a child in first grade and one in third grade, but they will be attending two different schools. Mozillo says his one child could have more than an hour-long bus ride.
Most kids will be fine with more than an hour-long bus ride, but it's the uneasiness in the district. It's the fact that, you know, nothing's being set in stone.
I understand from our computer software they're extremely accurate. We've done dry runs. We've been out and we've tested.
For Saturday, it will be sunny with a high near 79. Saturday night, mostly clear with a low around 53. On Sunday, sunny with a high near 82 degrees. Sunday night, partly cloudy with a low around 58.